Kate dine Raghunatha Singha Dwara Charila Chatrayai Magia Kaite Anamba Karila. After some days, Raghunath Das gave up standing near the Singharadwara gate and instead began eating by begging alms from a booth for free distribution of food. Govinda Pasasuni Prabhu Puchena Sarupere Raghu Bhiksha Lagit Tara Kene Nahi Singharadwara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this news from Govinda, he inquired from Swarup Damodar, "Why does Raghunath Das no longer stand at the Singhadwara gate to beg alms?" Raghunath Das Goswami was living at home and had decided to leave home and join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. His situation was that he was a very wealthy household. Father and his uncle were very rich landholders. And Raghunath could have anything he wanted. Actually, his parents had him married a very beautiful girl, described that she was so beautiful that she was like a denizen of the heavenly planets. Still, the whole life Raghunath wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya, and even though he had everything materially, he was always yearning to go and always be in the association of Lord Chaitanya. His parents were so much in anxiety that the mother actually said to the father that, "I think we should tie up Raghunath. He's going to run away and join Lord Chaitanya. We should tie him up." So his father wasn't very favourable to that idea. So I don't think it's a very good idea to tie him up. But we will have some guards, so he doesn't, just in case he thinks of running away, that he cannot go anywhere. But somehow or other, Raghunath was able to leave, even though he had such a nice situation. His heart was just with Lord Chaitanya. Actually, he's an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. So he left, and he went not by the ordinary way that all the people go to Jagannath Puri, but he went by all the back roads, with all the roads that go by all the villages. And he was fasting. Sometimes he was eating. And in this way he arrived at Jagannath Puri. So when he arrived there, he was very skinny. And Lord Chaitanya was very concerned. But, oh, look at Raghunath. He doesn't look very well. He hasn't been eating. So he ordered that Raghunath be given some nice prasadam. Take the bath in the ocean. Come back, have some nice prasadam every day. Lord Chaitanya was very concerned that his devotees were always nicely looked after. And if a Prabhupada also was, he always wanted to make sure that the devotees were well. "Hope this meets you in good health," isn't it? Sometimes he used to write like that, "Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami." Sorry. I remember one time in Melbourne, he saw a skinny brahmachari, and he stopped the lecture and he said, "Aren't they feeding you here?" So this said a crit brahmachari, very skinny. Actually, this brahmachari was always eating. He was eating so much that we suspected him of stealing all the milk sweets in the morning. So But anyway, still Prabhupada was very concerned that he was so skinny. And he said, you have to eat prasadam regularly. You have to be fit and healthy. So, but not for sense gratification. For preaching Krishna consciousness. Here we see a little bit different model of the sannyasi. We're reading from the seventh canon of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of the different orders of life, the brahmachari, the grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. And Narada Muni is describing, in the days of a different age, how to going in the woods and not eating and just living off the berries and things like that. and that's become removing oneself from the materialistic society. And of course, this was India where people had some appreciation of renunciation, and they had some appreciation of spirituality. They could equate the renunciation with the spirituality. They knew about the basic philosophy of what is the soul. In Western countries, people don't have this appreciation. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started this preaching in the cities. Generally, traditionally, when one is like a vanaprastha sannyasi, would go out and just not live in the city. City means, you have to engage in the materialistic life. Just to live there, you need money, isn't it? Just like we were saying this morning, there's so many expenses. You can't generally live in the city unless you've got money, or if you want to be a street person. But the street person, generally not very appreciated. Just living in the street. And generally they would get arrested or something, taken away. But so you have to, in the traditional model, you would go outside in the forests, wandering around, just living off the nature and so on. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya to the greater population of the world. And the greater population of the world was living in the city. So he wanted that, that now the brahmacharis, the sannyasis, they wouldn't go to the forest, but they live in the city. And preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya in the cities where all the people were living. So to do like that, to go and see the people, you have to go by the modern conveyance, you have to take the bus or the train, or to go by the car. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would go by the car everywhere. So people were thinking, how is this? You're supposed to be sadhu. Sadhu is going by the car. But no, he was going by the car for the purpose of spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya. This is the difference. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that all these things in the world should be solely for the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, and no one else should use them, because the others are just using them for the materialistic life. Only the devotees should be going in the car. This is his mood. And no one else should be going in the car anywhere. Certainly would make life a lot easier. They're all just driving on the road will be devotees. Where are you going? I'm going here. Oh, I'm going here. We have a program over here. Oh, I'm going program there. But now we have to go in and out. Everyone's going for the sense gratification. But his mood was only the devotees should go. He was so adamant and so... He said, actually, everything for the devotees and nothing for the materialists. Nothing. But because they are just abusing it and using it for sense gratification. But he was very strict like that. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, very strict. He was very liberal and soft, but he was also very strict with his one wanted to get, you know, Grihastha. Some Grihastha wanted to get initiated. Sila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would have to agree that he would give half the income to the mutt. And not only that, he would have to come every night to the mutt for the program without fail. And he would have to attend the whole evening. Come for the RT class. And he couldn't get up halfway through and I have to go business. No. Stay whole night. This is his condition. So he was so strict like that. Because Srila Prabhupada wasn't so strict. It's like one time one disciple asked Prabhupada about it. He said to him, so many rules and regulations. And Prabhupada said, oh, I've only told you a few. If I were to tell you all of them, you would faint. Now, every acharya, he has presenting the Krishna consciousness just according to the Kalapatradesh, the time and the place, the circumstance. He's not changing anything, but just presenting it in a particular style. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had his presentation and Srila Prabhupada had his presentation. So generally it is said, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said like that, that one, the instructions of the guru are, he said the guru is one. All the instructions are one. But to follow the instructions of one's immediate guru is more important than following the predecessor acharyas. Of course, the same principle is there, but the immediate guru is giving just according to Kalapatradesh. So that's very relevant for you. And this is very, very important to understand these points. So when we hear, when we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, or we read here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have to understand what is the principle of the attitude and the mentality of someone like Raghunath Das Goswami. And not necessarily we're following exactly the same style of detachment. The Prabhupada didn't say for all his disciples, now you have to go to Jagannath Puri and you have to go beg alms at the Singhadwara gate. He never said like that. And he said, no, you stay in the cities. You go to many cities of the world. One had to be, there was a different type of detachment. One had to be prepared. Actually, it said that the serious disciple, he has to be prepared to do whatever the guru wants. The guru says, now you have to go to the foreign country, to that city, and preach about Lord Chaitanya. One has to be prepared. One should be prepared to go there. Many disciples, you read in the Prabhupada Lilamrita and Prabhupada Lila, how Prabhupada sent, you know, disciples of America, Europe, to such foreign country. Now you have to go to Hong Kong, you have to go, you know, Korea, you have to go, so many, you have to come to Australia, who never been before. You have to go to Japan, you have to go, you have to be prepared. So this is a detachment also. Oh, one would like to stay in their home place. But no, you have to go. So it's detachment, but a different style. So it's not that one tries to imitate someone like Raghunath Das Goswami. Because Raghunath Das Goswami is very special. He is Nitya Siddha. He is a great Mahabhagavat, Nitya Siddha. He is special Leela. And his renunciation cannot be imitated, actually. The renunciation of Rupa Goswami, Siddhanta Goswami, all the Goswami, that cannot be imitated. Especially by the neophyte devotees. Here we'll read a little bit about Raghunath Das, that how he was, came from a rich family. I think that his father was earning like 1 million gold coins per year or something. In those days, it was a lot, so much money. 1 million gold coins per year he was earning. From so much land he had, and him and his brother also. But he left it all. It's like we have some of our One godbrother of mine, his father was very rich, and he became devotee. Well, not the father, the son became the devotee. And after some time, the father said, "If you come back to the family, I will give you $1 million. $1 million to come back." And he said, "No. I want to be a devotee." So you just imagine, what is the dedication? What is the devotion? So Raghunath Das, and not only but did he leave the home, but he started begging. Imagine a person accustomed to riches and comforts, the snap of the fingers, anything you can get, anything. But then now he was just begging like a poor man. So he did that. And he stand. Now this was traditional, to stand at the Lion Gate, the Singhadwara. You can still go to Jagannath Puri and see at the Lion Gate. It's just around the corner, and the front entrance isn't really going around the side. The Singhadwara Gate, to stand in front there and beg. And it's explained that many servants of Lord Jagannath would see someone begging like that, and they would arrange from the shopkeepers to give him something. But then after some time, Raghunath Das thought, I shouldn't do this even, because, I start to develop the mentality that, this one's going to give me more. Oh, here comes someone. Oh, they gave me something good yesterday. they also give me, So you develop a certain sort of discriminating mentality. So Raghunath Das, he said, this is not good. So here it is said that, actually, Lord Chaitanya is asking the question, why has he stopped? And then Sarup Damodar replied, Swarupakahe Singhadvare Dukkha Anubhavya Chatremagi Kaya Madhyana Kaligya. Raghunath Das felt unhappy standing at the Singhadvara. Therefore, he's now going at midday to beg alms from the charity booth. Prabhu kahe bale kaila charila Singhadvara, Singhadvare bhiksha vritte vishyar achara. Hearing this news, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he has done very well by no longer standing at the Singhadvara gate. That begging of alms resembled the behavior of a prostitute. Here is a person coming, he will give me something. This person gave me something last night, now another person is coming, he may give me something. Thus a person, the renounced order, gives up his neutrality and depends on the charity of this person or that. One goes to the booth where free food is distributed and he fills his belly with whatever he obtains. There is no chance of further unwanted talk, and one can very peacefully chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So these are charity booths, generally at most of the holy places in India still. You have like that. I saw when I was in Rishikesh just recently that there are many booths. They serve out meals a certain time of the day. You can go to different places. And many of the sadhus, they come and said, no, they just line up. Whatever is there, they just eat that. Sometimes they have some nice soup or bread. Other times they have different things. And they just live like that, and they just stand in line and get... leave and go. So he was, Raghunath Das decided to do like that. And here it is said, Sakarananda Saraswati Vrindavan Haite Aila Tenesai Sila Gunja Mala Lana Gila. Previously, when Sakarananda Saraswati returned from Vrindavan, he had bought the piece of stone from Govardhan Hill and also the garland of conch shells. He presented Chi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with these two items, the garland of conch shells and the stone from Govardhan Hill. Dui apurva vastu pane prabho tushta haila smananera kale gai pare gunjamala. Upon receiving these two uncommon items, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely happy. While chanting, he would put the garland around his neck. Govardhana shila prabhu uridaye netridare kabu nashaya granalaya kabu shire kare. The Lord would put the stone to his heart, or sometimes to his eyes, sometimes he would smell it with his nose, and sometimes place it on his head. The stone from Govardhan was always moist with tears from Lord Chaitanya's eyes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "This stone is directly the body of Lord Krishna." E mata tene vatsara sila mala darila, tushtahane sila male raghunatha dila. For 3 years he kept the stone in garland, being greatly satisfied by the behavior of Raghunath Das, the Lord delivered both of them to him. So we see that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This stone is in the which that temple? Not Radhadamada. It's at the Lokanatha Goswami, around the corner. Radha Gokulananda. They both become the garland of the conscious and the Govindana Shila. They still got it there, so when you go to Vrindavan, you can just, it's just near the Radhadam. The same stone that was brought from the Govardhan Hill and the garland of conch shells. This would remind Lord Chaitanya of Srimati Radharani. And of course, Govardhan. This stone is the transcendental form of Krishna. This is what he says to Raghunath Das. Prabhu kahe e shila krishnena vigraha. Inhara seva karitume kariya agraha. This stone is the transit form of Krishna. Worship this stone with great eagerness. Prabhupada mentions here that because this stone is directly from the Govardhana Hill, where Lord Krishna would play and perform various leelas. And actually, Lord Krishna assumed the form of the Govardhan, of course, as we know in the story of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, how he assumed the form of the hill, became Govardhan. So it is not different from Krishna. It is Krishna. Therefore, advised the Vaishnavas shouldn't walk on Krishna. Great devotees was doing some service would go there, but for ordinary devotees advised not to go onto the Govardhan Hill and not to take the... One year I remember we went on Parikram and devotees were taking the stones, the Govardhan Shilas, just indiscriminately taking them, and Prabhupada heard, he said, no, this is, you cannot do like that. You should go and put those shilas back. Generally, one is given a shila by a great Vaishnava. Can I just take it? One has to get the mercy of the great Vaishnavas who are representing, who are great devotees of Krishna. This is the traditional method. So Lord Chaitanya received from the, who was it? Sankarananda Saraswati. And then Lord Chaitanya gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. Many of our devotees in the Krishna Conscious Movement have got the Govardhan Shila. Sometimes also they get the they have the Shalagram Shila. I was just in New Zealand and driving in up around Taupo, and I saw one bus on the side of the road. It had Nittai on the back and Gauranga down the side. and Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was in that bus and he was worshipping. We stopped, we were driving, and then we went and banged on the door. Maharaj came out and we were the Brahmachari. And he's got a lot of the Shalagram Shilas, the Govardhan Shila. Shalagram Shila, you can go and up to the Gandaki River and you can take like that and then bring back and worship the Lord. But generally, the Govardhan Shila you have to get from a great Vaishnava, someone gives you. So we see here Raghunath Das, he got that. Imagine getting the Shila that Lord Chaitanya, He would hold it to his head, hold it to his eyes, smell it, cry on it. There's a picture of this Sheila somewhere, isn't it? In one of the books, in here maybe? I was just looking at it the other day. But then one book I can't remember which book it was. But you can see a picture of this stone. Govardhan Sheila. So here he said, worship this stone with great eagerness. Devotees do like that. They take the form of the Lord wherever they go with them. And sometimes when you come through immigration or customs and things like that, it'll be difficult. Tell me last time you came and they're asking, what are these stones? He said, they are my lucky stones. My lucky stones. He understood. Certainly very lucky stones. Now, when Lord Chaitanya gave the Govardhan Shield to Raghunath Das, it was a sign of, here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that it was a sign that Lord Chaitanya accepted Raghunath Das as one of his most confidential devotees. Here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that some envious people say that Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Das the Govardhan Shila because he wasn't born in the family of the Brahmana. So he didn't have the right to worship the deity directly. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya gave him the Govardhan Shila so he could have some form of the Lord to worship. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, no, this is not a fact. Actually, this is such a thought is naraki or hellish. The one who considers the Achyamurti, the worshipful form of the Lord, to be stone or the spiritual master, to be an ordinary human being, Vaishnava, belonging to a particular creed, is possessed of hellish intelligence. So we should understand that, Raghunath Das, very, very elevated Vaishnava. And the Vaishnava doesn't really belong to, whether he's a Brahmana or his Sudra, his Vaishnava. Doesn't matter which background he comes from. One is accepted, initiated. What is that verse? Yataka tamchana jati kamsham rasa vidanata tada diksha vidanina vijatam jati rinam. As bell metal is turned into gold by mixing with mercury in the alchemical process, so too one is properly initiated. A bona fide guru, he can become Brahman, he can become Vaishnava. It doesn't matter which family you come in, you can be purified, you can be Vaishnava. And when one is Vaishnava, you shouldn't consider, he is Sudra. You can't think he is Sudra Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava Vaishnava. Vaishnava, he's Vaishnava. There's no Sudra or Brahmana or whatever. So some people are thinking like that because they're thinking that only the Brahmana, is qualified to understand what is the high Shastras, to worship the deity, to understand the transcendental knowledge. only one who is born in the family, rather, to be more correct, more specific. They're thinking like that. If you're born in, only you can, if you have to be born. Yes, you may be doing some chanting with that. Next life you'll be born. Next life you'll be very fortunate, you'll be born in the family of the Brahman, then you can understand the higher things. But no, the Acharyas don't say like that, and the Shastras don't say like that. And Raghunath Das, of course, wasn't in the Brahmana family. But still, Lord Chaitanya accepted him as a very confidential devotee. This was the actual meaning of him giving him Govardhan Shila and the Gunjamala, the Ngalam or conch shell. Here it said, E Shilara Karetumi Sattvika Pujana Achirat Paretumi Krishna Premadana. Lord Chaitanya continued, worship this stone in the mode of goodness like a perfect Brahmana, for by such worship you will surely attain ecstatic love of Krishna without delay form. This is the result. You worship in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means you are out of love. You're not worshipping like who was that king in the Krishna Leela? Who had the shaman Takajul? Satrajit. He got the shaman taka jewel. He was worshipping to get gold. You know that story. Was that story sitting around? The shaman taka jewel. King Satrajit. And where he got that jewel from? From? The sun god. From Vishwan. He was a great bhakta of the sun god. He was worshipping him. And he got that jewel from the sun god. He installed it. He made an altar and put the jewel there on the altar. He used to shine. He would walk around with the jewel on his neck. And everyone thought he's the sun god. The sun god has come to Dwarka. He is shining everywhere. And Krishna says, no, this is King Satyajit. He's wearing the Samantaka. But he had it installed in his house, in a temple, and he made a big altar for it. He had all the whole puja and everything. Brahmanas came to worship it. Om Namo Samantaka. And give me the gold and so many things. So, well, that is mode of passion. Wanting the gold and everything, money. But if you have to worship the Govardhan Shila and the mode of goodness, thinking this is Krishna, how I can serve Krishna. And if you do like that, then you will surely attain ecstatic love for Krishna. Now, Lord Chaitanya describes, Eka kunja jale are tula simanjari sattika seva e sudha bhavekari. For such worship, one needs a jug of water, few flowers from a tulsi tree. This is worshipping complete goodness when performed in complete purity. With faith and love, you should offer 8 soft tulsi flowers, each with 2 tulsi leaves, one on each side of each flower. So it's very simple to worship the Govardhana Shila, Shaligrama Shila. You can have elaborate worship, of course, if you want. Or you can have the very simple worship. Basically, just some water, some tulsi leaves. I notice many of the sannyasis in ISKCON these days, they seem to have a Shaligram Shila for worshipping. Because, you know, of course, the Shaligram, because sannyasis, they travel. And for them to, you can't take big deities everywhere to worship. But they like to have something for worshipping. So they have like that, and sometimes we see they offer some, not only the tulsi and the water, they offer some flowers, they offer some fruits, some sweets, in this way. But one can. Vipramukhi Maharaj just told me that. He just offers very simple, some water, some tulsi. So you can, very simple, you can worship. Especially recommended for the householder. At home, keeping the Shaligram Shila or the Govardhan Shila in your house, worshipping. Being auspicious. But one has to be very careful to worship with the pure mind. One should worship in complete purity. Sri Haste Shila Diya E Agyadila Anande Raghunatha Seva Karita Lagila. After thus advising him how to worship, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally offered Raghunathas the Govardhan Shila with his transcendental hand, and advised by the Lord Raghunathas worship the Shila in great transcendental jubilation. Swarup Damodar gave Raghunathas 2 cloths, each about 6 inches long, a wooden platform and a jug in which to keep the water. Thus Raghunath began worshipping the stone from Govardhan, and as he worshipped, he saw the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, the son of Nandamari, directly in the stone. Jai Sri Gauri Tai Ki Jai Prabhu Ras Pahasta Datta Govardhana Shila
Echinte Raghunatha Preme Bhase Gela. Thinking of how he received the Govardhan Shield directly from the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunathas was always overflooded with ecstatic love. So this is very important to understand. This is getting the prasad, the maha prasad, the maha maha prasad. You get from the hand of a great Vaishnava, there's something, oh, that's very special, extra potency. We'd always like to get from Srila Prabhupada any little remnants. You know, a bit of prasadam would come out. The devotees are very eager to get it. So, one should. Now, Raghunath Das was thinking like that. When he saw the stone, he didn't see a stone. He saw Krishna. This is in the eyes of a great devotee. Govardhan Shila is not different from Krishna. So, when we're worshipping the deity, we should be thinking like that. This is not just a brass figure, but actually this is Lord Chaitanya. This is Lord Nityananda. He very kindly manifests to us here. He is present on the altar in Perth. And this is not stone, ordinary stone. This is Govardhan Shila or Shalagram Shila. So Raghunath Das had the perfect consciousness in that he, whenever he saw the stone from the Govardhan Hill, he saw Krishna. He saw the son of Nanda Maharaj directly when he saw that stone. And he always remembered how Lord Chaitanya personally gave him that. So anything received from the Guru or the advanced Vaishnava, that is special mercy, that is given out of love, and one should always cherish, relish that. Given the beads at the time of initiation, we should always remember this was given to us by our Guru. We should always cherish that. I remember Prabhupada personally gave me my beads. And foolish as I was, they broke, and I had them somewhere for fixing, and I forgot about them. And then when I remembered to come and fix them, somehow I couldn't find them. Krishna took them away. There they went. Oh, I had also one time a deity of Lord Nisringadev, and I just was putting him in a box, and I kept him. This is when I was travelling on the. I had a bus, and I was travelling around. I kept him in the drawer. And another time, I was thinking, oh, Lord Nisringadev, I haven't looked after him, worshipped him. I came to get him, he was gone. Couldn't find him anywhere. He decided to leave. He wasn't getting the worship. I don't know. To this day, I cannot figure out what happened to my Lord Nisringadev. Actually, a very interesting story. I was buying some things in Melbourne, and I went to this place. You know, we had a shop downtown. It was the original Crossways that I got going in the 70s, 1977. And we had a shop underneath, and the Crossways was up to Chinatown. And I was upstairs. And I had to, for downstairs to pay the rent, we had to run a shop. So I had to go out buying all this stuff. So when I went to this handicraft place, Indian handicraft place, and going through, we had many, you know, statues and deities and this and that and the other thing. I found Lord Nisringa. Oh, my good fortune, I found Lord Nisringa there, here in this wholesaler place. Very nice bronze. I don't think that the person realized who he had. And so I took him. And I actually cleaned him very, he was, you know, like, I cleaned him very nicely. And I've done some worship, but then when I went travelling, I just got caught up in the travelling. I didn't keep up the regular performance of the puja. And as I said, you know, after some time, I said, oh, I haven't been doing it. I came to look the Lord in the street, he was gone. I remember that. So we have to be very careful when worshipping the Lord. Always have a nice mentality. Have the pure mind, everything like that. And then, if we're like that, and as said here, by Krishna Das Kaviraj, eyes fed by Lord Chaitanya. That one will get the Krishna praying very, very soon. Alright, so we'll leave it there for now. Has anyone got any question or comment? Yes.
What was that quote you were telling me before where you said that it's more important to follow the present guru than the...
Oh, yeah, that's from Bhaktivedanta Thakur. And I think it's some... It's in a part of the biography of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he says like that. So exactly where in it, I can't remember, but that's where it's from.
Mm-hmm. And it's accepted with the Rigvedic community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a good one for them, wouldn't it? Any other question? Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai,
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki,
Jai,
Gopinath.